Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Are you worried about dry eye, glaucoma or macular degeneration? Perhaps you're just wondering the best way to keep your eyes healthy. Well, to talk all about eyes and how to keep yours healthy as you age, I'm joined now in studio by consultant medical ophthalmologist from the Royal Victoria Eye and Ear Hospital, Dr. Marita Maguire. You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in today. And if you have any questions about your eye health, you can text us 51551 or email us todaycb@rte.ie. So will we start with some basics, Marita, first up? So many people, when they're heading into their 40s and 50s in particular, they can just begin to start finding it difficult to read the newspaper or see the small print. What is happening there to our eyes as we age?
Well, that's a natural progression of your eyes. Normally, when we change our focus from distance to near vision, the lens in our eye gets more globular, gets thicker. And a muscle around that lens is responsible for doing that. But as you get a little bit older, that muscle becomes more and more tired, and therefore you lose the ability to change your focus from distance to near. Mm-hmm. And that's when you're kind of in your 40s or that, you start to require glasses for close work. Most people just go to the pharmacist and pick up a pair, or some of the Euro stores, then get some of them.
The reading glasses.
And that's fine.
Is that fine?
That is fine for the start. However, we would advise people that when they're in their 40s, that they'd get an eye check with an eye care professional at least once every 10 years. And then when you reach age 50, you should be going at least every 2 to 5 years. If you have a family history of any eye disease, you should at least be going every year, because we know that family history of eye disease is a really important risk factor for developing.
Is it unusual to get to your, say, mid-late 40s and not need some sort of help?
It would be. Now, the only caveat to that is that if you're already short-sighted, if you're myopic, that oftentimes you won't need those reading glasses because you already have short sight, so you don't need that extra support to get the shape of the lens.
And we hear all the time that lifestyle choices when it comes to diet and exercise, they're so important for our physical and mental health. But what role do those things play when it comes to our eye health?
Well, it's important to recognise that your eyes are a part of your body. So everything that you do to your body, good and bad, affects your eyes. Your eyes have a really high oxygen dependency. So all the cells, they need an awful lot of oxygen to work well. So oxygen comes from your lungs, it's pumped by your heart, and it travels in the blood vessels to your eyes. If those blood vessels get in any way damaged or narrowed, that can have a significant impact on your eyes. And the best way to keep your heart, your lungs and your blood vessels healthy are monitoring things like your blood pressure, your cholesterol, lots of exercise, healthy eating. We also know that diet plays an important factor in keeping your eyes healthy. We know that things with lutein in them, things like leafy green vegetables such as kale, help with the macular pigments. So things like macular degeneration, and can help reduce the risk of that happening. Things with antioxidants in them, things like carrots that are historically, you know, advised for good, healthy eyesight, or things like peppers or brightly coloured vegetables have lots of antioxidants in them. They reduce the risk of developing cataracts or macular degeneration.
What about fish?
Fish, omega-3 fatty acids are really good for people who suffer with dry eyes. And flax seeds are another thing that help really with dry eyes as well.
Okay, so, well, let's talk about some of those conditions that you mentioned, because macular degeneration was something you touched on there. What is that? What do we need to watch out for, Marita?
So macular degeneration is the most common cause of vision loss in Ireland. It's mostly related to age. So the macula is the central part of the retina at the back of the eye. And the retina is responsible for picking up the image that comes into the eye, transmitting it into electrical signals, and then the nerve takes it away to your brain, and that allows us to see. So if there's damage to the lining at the back of the eye, and specifically the macula, which is the central part of the back of the eye, that will cause distortion of your central vision. Mm-hmm. And that typically presents with wavy lines, distorted lines when you're reading, not being able to quite see the letters, difficulty seeing people's faces, or difficulty in looking at the clock. As I mentioned, it's very common. So how you monitor for that is you cover one eye and then you cover the other eye and you see if you've got any waviness or distortion. But other than that, regularly attending for an eye test with an eye care professional.
Yeah, but it's really important, isn't it, to address that and pick up on it if you notice any of those symptoms.
Absolutely. So if you notice at all that you have any concerns about your vision, the first thing to do is put on your glasses. So see if it's still there when your glasses are there. If you notice that it's still there, cover one eye and then the other and see if it's just one eye or if it's both eyes. And then it's time to make an appointment to see your eye care professional. If it's a kind of a generalised all over blur, might be something like cataracts, which are very, very common. And that's where the lens in the eye gets opaque as you get a little bit older. And that's a naturally occurring phenomenon.
And they're very treatable, cataracts, aren't they?
Well, they are very treatable. It is an operation to take them out. But as with every operation, there is a risk of complications. It's the most commonly performed operation in Ireland, but it needs to be done by a highly skilled surgeon to remove those cataracts and replace it with a synthetic lens.
OK, and there are a couple of different types of macular degeneration, aren't there?
There are. So thankfully, 90% of macular degeneration is what we call the dry type. So in macular degeneration, you get a disruption of the lining at the central part of the back of the eye. And that's what causes that little waviness or distortion. But if you develop the wet type, that's 10% of the cases, that can be really very destructive. And that's where a blood vessel grows in through the lining at the back of the eye and leaks or bleeds.
Okay. Now, I am getting so many questions in here that we can't keep up with them. So we better get to them because people are really interested and want answers. So Jason is 40. And says his eyes sometimes get mildly cloudy and it's like looking through a thin layer of moisture. If he rubs them, it clears temporarily but then recurs very quickly, and he wants to know what he should do.
Okay, well, Jason, the first thing to note is that do they get uncomfortable or gritty at the same time? Oftentimes, and especially now when we're all working so much on screens and working from home a lot on our computers, it can be dryness that's causing the problem, because the function of your tears is to keep the cornea, the window into the eye, clear and nice and moist and nourished. So when you suffer with dry eyes, your cornea, the clear part of the eye, isn't as well nourished as it should be. It dries out and it gets a little bit cloudy. So I wonder then, when he rubs his eyes, does he put a little bit more moisture back onto the cornea? And that's why it clears before he suffers with dry eyes again. So by doing simple steps then, like using ocular lubricants that you can get in the pharmacist, or you could using things in your room if it's very warm, like things like putting a moist cloth on a radiator to just humidify the room a little bit. If that doesn't work for you, maybe time to check in with your doctor. Because one of the other things that can present a little bit like that might be something like diabetes. And that's quite a serious systemic condition. But what happens there is when the blood sugars go very high, some of it can deposit in the lens of the eye. But when the blood sugars drop again, that blood sugar is gone back into the blood and can clear again.
Okay, so do the simple things, and then
exactly,
if that doesn't work, take it further. This listener has extremely dry eyes. I use drops about four times a day minimum, especially when I wake up in the morning. Is there anything I can do? Is that okay to do that, to use the drops as often as that?
Absolutely. Now, we would always advise that you use preservative-free lubricants. And the reason we say that is because often the drops that aren't preservative-free, they make you more reliant on the drops. So there's additives in them, and then you need to keep using them. So when you go to your pharmacist, make sure to ask for the preservative-free variety. You can use as much ocular lubricant as you like. It's not going to affect your eyes or damage them in any way. What I would advise that person is if they're not using a gel at nighttime, an ocular gel, so a nice thick viscous gel that most people don't like because it makes their eyes stick together in the morning. That's really the best way to nourish your eyes at night, because the eyes naturally dry out overnight, and that's a normal circadian thing that they have to dry out at night.
Okay.
So by putting in a gel, you'll really have
that
to nourish
sounds
them.
Sounds uncomfortable doing that.
Yeah, nobody, people don't ask for that, but unfortunately it's often the best treatment.
Okay, this listener's husband is 71 and has problems with water running from one eye very often. It really annoys him. It's been going on for a year or more, and she would like to know, should he visit an eye doctor? I'm sure you would say yes, would
well,
you?
Well, absolutely, but sometimes simple things, again, like ocular lubricants. Oftentimes people say, gosh, if my eye is running water, how could it possibly be dry? But what's happening often there is that you're not making good quality tears. There's three parts of the tear film, and one of them is an oily part. And if you're not making the oily part right, you make loads and loads of tears, but they're bad tears. They fall down your face and they're not doing their job, so then you make more tears to make that up. However, given that this is only one-sided, often that can be a sign that the tear duct that drains the eye isn't working properly, so he may need to see an eye specialist to get that checked out.
Okay, this person, Bridie, was diagnosed over 10 years ago with macular degeneration in both eyes, and she's having injections in her right eye. My question is, will my central vision come back? And she's on lutein omega-3.
Yes, so in patients with macular degeneration, especially if you have wet macular degeneration in one eye, it's always advisable that you take lutein supplements. And again, your pharmacist can advise you on the specific ones or your eye doctor that you're attending. It is unlikely, I haven't seen the scans for this person, but if she has lost the central vision and she's been having ongoing treatment, it is unlikely that she will get the actual central vision back. The thing to bear in mind about macular degeneration, though, although it can cause quite a lot of distortion centrally, you will always maintain your peripheral vision. So even though people lose an awful lot of sight centrally, they'll always be able to get around and about and live independently because they maintain their peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people ask you all the time about laser eye surgery. And
absolutely,
we have a few in here this morning. Melanie would like to know, is it advisable laser treatment for people in their 40s who just need reading glasses?
No, it's not advisable because at that stage you're heading towards cataract territory. So while they can correct your vision for near, you'd need glasses then for distance. So it wouldn't be advisable. It'd mix things up too much for you.
When does it work? Like, when is it advisable?
It's very good if you were either myopic or hypermetropic kind of in your early 20s. And that means you're either short-sighted or long-sighted to a certain degree. If you're really, really short-sighted, it's not advisable just to have refractive laser surgery. You may need some other procedures to correct that vision. It's very good as well for if you're mildly kind of hypermetropic or long sighted.
Okay, but that's if you have age-related eyesight problems, laser's not going to
not really,
work.
No, because at that stage you've got kind of a mixed picture. You can't correct just for distance or near. And also at that stage you're likely developing some cataracts, so that's going to muddy the water further.
Submit to the glasses, isn't that the advice? Marita, thank you so much. Again, so many questions coming in. We'll have to have you back. Dr. Marita McGuire, consultant ophthalmologist. And World Sight Day is this week, Thursday the 14th of October. If you're looking for information or any tips on eye health, you'll find it at eyedoctors.ie.